Overseas adventures remain a distant dream for Kiwi travellers who are instead opting to embrace trips in their own backyard. DOC is expecting a bumper summer on the Great Walks, with domestic bookings up 55%. It's not the only local exploring people are doing, with a new survey revealing 75% of Kiwis are planning a domestic holiday over the next year. But some tourism providers say visitors are coming in fits and starts, and the situation remains dire for many businesses. Katie Todd reports.
Under the chandeliers at the Cordis Hotel in Auckland, dozens of tourism leaders and operators gathered today for Tourism New Zealand's roadshow. The luxury surrounds are in stark contrast to the horror situation faced by some of those gathered.
It's really difficult. I mean, so we've had great numbers during the school holidays, fabulous, the sort of numbers you'd expect to see in high season in summer, and then a literal lurch to next to nothing for a few weeks, and then it gathers momentum again. I think that's why the roller coaster analogy is so accurate.
That's Gavin Oliver, the owner of EcoZip Adventures on Waiheke Island, who at the start of 2020 was hoping to expand operations to Kaikoura. He compares his visitor numbers since then to a life support machine, repeatedly spiking and dipping, making it difficult to plan marketing or staffing, let alone an expansion. But research released by Tourism New Zealand suggests people are increasingly endorsing the idea of travel in their own country. 62% of people surveyed described domestic holiday options as excellent or good, up by 14% from May. The organisation's general manager, Stephen England Hall, says more than three quarters of those surveyed were planning a backyard holiday in the next 12 months. People cited a desire to relax and refresh, enjoy spectacular scenery, or visit new places.
What that suggests to us is that people have had a pretty hectic start to the year, and that rather than driving for new experiences or, you know, once-in-a-lifetime kind of moments, they're really saying, actually, you know what, over the summer and into next year, we really want to just chill out for a bit.
For the Department of Conservation, it means more people going bush, especially near urban areas. Over winter, foot traffic was up 50% on last year at Goldie's Bush Scenic Reserve near Auckland, and 136% at Godley Head in Christchurch. DOC spokesperson Alistair Johnston says this summer, 55% more New Zealanders are booked to do Great Walks than last year, which more than makes up for the loss in international visitors.
We're hearing positive signs from New Zealanders about their desire to get into the outdoors. We suspect it's part of kind of being locked down, I suppose, or constrained to their homes or their places.
But for other urban-based outfits, it's proving tough to lure people to take city breaks. An ad campaign recently rolled out by Auckland Council's tourism arm, ATEED, instead focuses on getaways on the outskirts of the city, highlighting that there's more to Auckland than just the masses. Its general manager destination, Steve Armitage, is also defending criticism from some operators that ATEED was slow off the mark to launch a marketing campaign after the borders closed, as other regions competed to attract Aucklanders.
We needed to take some time to understand, you know, our own positioning and what our plan needed to be, which was why we put our industry leaders group together and undertook a lot of engagement to develop a recovery plan that positions us collectively and cohesively alongside everybody who operates in the sector around one vision for where we're going over the next 18 months. In my view, it would have been folly for us to just invest in marketing activity without understanding what the long-term aims were.
Mr. Armitage says when the borders reopen to Australia, maybe by March or April next year, there is an advertising campaign ready to go. In the meantime, EcoZip owner Gavin Oliver says he's heartened by the community support, with customers telling him they would rather seize the opportunities they can for a getaway than save their money or annual leave. For Checkpoint, Kōkeiti Todd, TNA.